Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Mem Aleph, and we are on Men Mamaveis in Perek Shtei Nashim, and I wanted to say that today's shiur is sponsored. Today's shiur is sponsored by, let me just find a sponsor, in honor of Saba Mark Blechner's special birthday. Plus one daf for good luck. Love your children and grandchildren. Mazel tov, we're so proud of your commitment to completing your second round of daf yomi. Mazel tov, should have a lot of simcha and nachas and many good and healthy and learning years. Okay, we are on Mem Amabez. So we're talking about the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. And the machlokas was about if one takes off challah, and one is only taken off from a kav of challah. So that was the machlokas lamed tesav and aleph, anoto challah min akav. Rabbi Akiva omer challah, vacham omer eina challah. Machlokas, whether it is challah or a not. So the Gemara first quoted, what is this machlokas about? That Rabbi Akiva says it's okay, it works with the Evan, and the Rabbanan say not. Well, maybe Rabbi Akiva compares it to a case of tvua before meruach, before Gemar Malacha. And b'di'eved, you could be mafresh truma before the chiyuv kicks in. It's already fruit. It's just not organized and processed. So that works. And the Rabbanan say, no, it's as if it's tvua before it grew. Right, avashlish, right? Before a smaller dough is in that realm and there, and it wouldn't be good b'di'eved. So that was part one. And then the Gemara says, you're right. Chazru lamar, they say, no. That svar of the Rabbanan would be right. If you're going to parallel it, it would be parallel too early. Be too early, and therefore it should never be good. So there must be another way to formulate the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. So Chazru Lomar, remember we went with the Gruz Girsa here. It's not like Eino Dome Lo LePeirush Lo Nigra Malachtem Lo LeTvur Shelo Yevishlish. It's not like either of them. Look at the Gra on the bottom. Tahacha Eino Chayiv Klal LaHafrish Bikav Chala. Because if it's not a kav and it's less than the amount, then it's nothing. It's for sure it would be in the world of hafka'a. V'yem kain eino chayev b'chala. V'gabi peirush lo nigra malachton chayavin hein. And if you have peiros that didn't have gemar malacha yet, they're chayev ela shemotur lecho mi'anarai. Right, they're in the parsha, but it's just you're allowed to eat from them, all right. U'letfuah shlevi ishlish lav damya. And it's not exactly the same as tfuah that didn't bring a shlish, that didn't grow at all. Tahacha kishit yitzari v'charkach yechayev. Here it's already in the world of dough, if you add a little bit more. It's not like it didn't grow at all. Masha enkein, b'peir shel avi yishlish, sheni yochol etzare, if you can't be mitzare, then afilu im acher, lios, chaya b'maisus. So the Gemara says that really neither of those parallels work. So you have to give a different svara for Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. So Ella, see where we are a little more than halfway down, memo beis, Ella, Rabbi Akiva, medamila, really when Rabbi Akiva says that you could take chala for only a kav, for less than the minimum shear, it doesn't really mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean that right now all you have is a kav of dough and you're going to take challah from it, and end of story. That's not what it means. It means as follows. Rabbi Akiva Madami La La Omer, it's similar to this case. The case that's quoted elsewhere, Harezu Truma Kiddushin, Harezu Truma Al Perusa Elu, Likishi Talshu. I go over to trees and I take off some of them and I say this should be truma for the other fruit that is still attached right now when they are detached. You're not allowed it. Truma doesn't work for mechubar, right, while it's attached. That doesn't work. So you can make a tznai that I'm going to be mafresh truma for when it is detached. V'nitzlashu, and then once it gets detached, it works. Right, isn't there a sugya of, and this is where it comes up in Kiddushin, Dover Shaloba La Olam, you can't be Makna, Dover Shaloba La Olam, you can't be Kona. Right, if it's not here in the world yet, I can't be Makna, Kona, I can't marry a Dover Shaloba La Olam, go over to a woman and say, oh yeah, when you get divorced, I'll marry you. When you convert, I'll marry. There's two sugyas, the Lid Dover Shaloba La Olam, or being Kona, a Dover Shaloba La Olam. The Gemara sometimes interchanges them. But if it is, secret word, if it is Biyadcha, if you are able to do it right now, so then maybe even by a davar shel bala olam it would work. Right? That's the Gemara in Kiddushin, Samach Beis Amid Aleph. That's where the Gemara says, "Kol shebiyado lav kemechuser ma'isa dami." Anything that is in your control to do, it's not called a lack of a ma'isa. And therefore, if you say l'kishi yitlushu, that's what the Gemara there quotes. The Gemara there quotes. Rav Asi Yes Rabbi Yochanan, Peros Arugazu Tlushim, Yutruma Al Peros Arugazu Michubarim. Right, our case. Right? So that works. That works. So that's what Rabbi Akiva here means. Rabbi Akiva doesn't mean that it's chala right now when it still doesn't have the requisite amount. It means you're probably going to add on to this dough. You're going to make it a bigger dough into the amount that is mechuyev. And that's what Rabbi Akiva means. It means it works when you take off chala from this small amount, even though you didn't say anything. Even though you didn't say anything, but it's ki'ilu, you made the t'nai. We put the t'nai into your mouth, and it's as if you said that, and that's why it works for less. And then the Rabbanan would say, no good. The Rabbanan would say, no, you didn't say it. Right? We're not going to put a t'nai into your mouth. Look at the Mara Folda. Look at she'itlushu v'nitlushu, tahavi truma l'mafreya. Which means chala l'mafreya. K'damrinim b'kiddushin, v'achanami kisha hosif ad hashir havele chala l'mafreya. Right? And that's what Rabbi Akiva's svara is. And the Rabbanan would argue, the Rabbanan would say, that does not work unless you said it. The Rishonim there discuss, what exactly is the source for not being toreim b'mechubar? Right? That parallel, that mashal. So the Rashi and Tosas discuss that there. Rashi says, Mechubar, this is Kiddushin Samach Beis, Mechubar eino chayev bitruma. Duracious de gun chaksiv. Mechubar is not chayev in truma. It's not only a chayev in truma, it's not in the world of truma. It's not like before Meruach, right, where it's already in the, it's not chayev yet, but it's still in the world, as we just said, actually, in that previous line. But the Rashi says, Mechubar eino chayev bitruma. Duracious de gun chaksiv. The beginning of your dagon, midi demidgan, something that could be piled up, shenasaf bikri. The beginning of your dagon means something that you could pile up. You can't pile up stuff that's still attached. Hilkach lochal shem truma ala talush, shehufrash alav, v'tevel hu biyad kohen, v'yachol litroma lehami makam acher, v'kula chulin. Rashi says it about five ways. What you did is nothing, and it's tevel, and himi makam acher. And the mechubar that you had in mind to be mafresh for was not fixed. So if you try to do a mechubar, it doesn't work. But what if you did a mechubar, but you make it snai? When it's detached, that's when it's going to kick in. That's what meaning chalos la'achar zman. A chalos la'achar zman that you're allowed to do. That works. And that's what it says. Is it like because it's not there yet? So Gemara says, no. Kol shebiyado. If you're able to do it now, you could detach the fruit now. So if you can detach it now, then even if you didn't detach it, it's ki'ilu, it's already not totally lo bala olam. You're right, it's not going to kick in until actually it's detached. But it's not totally lo bala olam because you can bring about that reality right now. That's the sugya of biyado. Kol shebiyado, Rashi, ki hai shebiyado litlosh lavish biyad, so lavka b'chuzer maisa. That's Rashi. Tosfos there argues. Tosfos argues not on the halacha, but on the source. Tosfos says, v'kasha de'imkein lidvarav bitalush nami kodim shenis mareach lo havi truma sharei lo midgin. According to Rashi, what's the source you have to have in truma? It has to be midi de midgin. So that doesn't only mean it could be piled up, that it is piled up. According to Rashi, not just Mechubar should be a problem, before Meruach should be a problem. And we know that's not true. Right? We just said before that you could take off Truma before the Chiyav kicks in, before Meruach. So Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's Pshat, with another Kasha also. Lachei Nira, so he quotes, Nira Lari, Hadza Mechubar, Pater Nafgalon, Midachsiv, Mimenu, Didarish Bisifri, Mimenu, Velomena Mechubar. Special Drasha. From it was detached. Namana mechubar dakra betalush myri, because the pasuk is talking about talush. So there's a lead. There's an exclusion. V'yakarcha chasalameimar mimenu afilu b'dieven nami aser. And even b'dieven is no good. Di mishum lachachila asa tevik lemishum dechse degancha ube mechubar la midkanu. And l'shvamina the pasul haino afilu b'dieven b'mechubar. So a special limud mimenu v'lo mechubar. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What the source is for mechubar being excluded. I saw in the Torah Zroim. Torah Zeraim, we haven't quoted enough of in these shiurim. The Torah Zeraim, remember of Parmanshik, the Talmud of the Briska Rav, see, he quotes on the Mishnah in Trumos that you're not allowed to take off Talush from Mechubar, Mechubar from Talush. He quotes that Gemara. And then he says, V'yesh la'ayin. What about this question? Imkara shem l'maiser sheni b'mechubar. Right? You say, right, Trumos Mechubar l'kishi l'shu. What if you say, Maiser sheni b'mechubar? Ki hai gavna l'kishi yitlishu. Right, not just b'maiser sheni. So l'chor you could do that. Im yachol nami liftos maiser sheni ba'odo b'mechubar l'kishi yitlishu. Could you designate money and say this money will take the kedusha of the maiser sheni once you cut the maiser sheni? So it's another step. Not just this will be Maaser Sheni when you cut it, but when you cut it, it will be Maaser Sheni, and the Kedusha will fly to the money. So is that going to work? It's like another step. Another step. Ulechora, he assumes not. That would not work. Ulechora nira de shiny pidyon Maaser Sheni. Kivan to ikra pidyon hu al etzem ha-kedushos al Maaser Sheni. The pidyon takes off the kedusha. The kibbut the ain kana dan kedusha by the sheni in chomu chosur meiser god amizeh. Says that's not just you could change. You could do this physical act. You could make it from a chuber to talish. That's fine. You could do, but it's not kadosh right now. So if it's not kadosh right now, he assumes that it is not going to work. Similar to if a man gives a pruta to his shifcha and says hariyah mukudeshes li laachar sheesh tachrerech. Right? After I free you, you'll be married to me. That doesn't work. What I mean is biyado l'shachra right now. No. Me'ikara behema v'hashad asacheres. Meaning, it's a different reality. It's a different reality right now. That's more than mechubar and talish, which is detached fruit or attached fruit. Jew and non-Jew, right? Those are different worlds. That's not just biyadcha to, you know, the next. V'ein kanadayin isha. Kumochin ain't kanadain maeser sheni velo mahani loze mashe biyado litlosh mashe enkin ba'afrashes shubas and maeseres tekfar yesh kam mitzius apri ela deika tnai ba'afrasha the tzricha liot betalosh. Talosh is not definitional to what it is. It is an attached fruit or a detached fruit, right? Shivcha and isha are different worlds. That's different worlds. Right, non-Jew and Jew are different worlds in terms of the status here, and therefore he does not think that that would work with the pidyon Maaser Sheni. Okay, interesting. Says the Gemara. So that was Rabbi Akiva. We're in the middle of a sentence. I apologize for interrupting. Rabbi Akiva. So what's Rabbi Akiva's svara? Why does it work if you take off from a challah, from a dough that's less? Because it's ki'ilu you said that this challah should only kick in once it gets more dough. Meaning, according to this svara, even according to Rabbi Akiva, if you have no plans of adding more dough and you never add in more dough, this challah will never be challah. Never be challah. It's only because once it you add. So again, let's read it again. Rabbi Akiva madami lala omer harbezu truma al peiros elu l'kishi talshu v'nitlashu. That's when it works. V'rabbanan madami lala omer harbezu truma al peiros elu ha-mechubarim. Switch the girsa. And the Rabbanan say, no, you didn't say it. You didn't make it tonight, so it doesn't work. So it's like you try to give off truma for mechubar, it doesn't work. So do here, you try to give for a dough that's less than the chiyuv, it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Havin Bo'en Meimar, we thought to say, Havamina, Madam Rabbi Akiva, Anotachal Mikav Chala, Mehalacha, Hamidvar Torah Lo. Again, another usage, fourth, fifth time, we have that. That halacha in Yerushalmi means Durabanan. They thought to say that the din of Rabbi Akiva is really a din d'rabanan. When you take challah off of a dough that's very small, that's only a kav, that's a midra raisa is not challah. Midra banan is challah. That's what we thought to interpret. But from the next line of the Mishnah, we knew that's wrong. Because remember, the Mishnah had two nafkaminas. It had the opposite nafkamina. If you did this to the small dough, and then you put two small doughs together, so is there a chiv of challah now? So if Rabbi Akiva was only based on a chumrah d'rabbanan, oh, we'll treat it as challah, you'd have to take it off again. But what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that, according to Rabbi Akiva, you have no more chiyuv. Min ma de tanina, Rabbi Akiva poter, v'chum v'chayvim, in the next line of the Mishnah, hata'am rafil mitvar Torah, it must be that Rabbi Akiva is really saying a din d'araisa, that if you took off challah from the dough that's smaller than rova, five rovim, it's going to be a din d'araisa. And that's why you're going to end up having a kula in the next line. Because if it was just a chumrah d'rabbanan, you should have a chumrah in both ways. Fine. The last line of the Mishnah said, as I just referred, Nimsa Chumro Kulo. Right? The Chumra is the Kula, meaning Rabbi Akiva has the Chumra that when you take off challah from a small dough, it's considered challah, that's the Chumra, but then that will lead to the Kula. That if you then take two small doughs that you took off challah from and you put it together, Rabbi Akiva is going to say, you have to do nothing. Right? Because you already read Yotze, your challah is the original. The Rabbanan would say the opposite. The Rabbanan would say, the first challah was zero. And therefore, there's your kula. But because of that, when you put the two small toes together, you still have a chi of lahafresh, that will be your chumrah. Fine. Says the Gemara. So we have a brisa that reflects that. Is tani tani kulo chumro? Right? There's a brisa that says the opposite. Not chumro kulo, but kulo chumro. Mandamar chumro kulo Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is capturing the essence of Rabbi Akiva's shita, that it's a chumra at step one and a kula at step two. A kula chumra rabbanan, and the brisa is capturing the rabbanan shita, that it's a kula at step one. When you're mafresh challah from a small dough, it's meaningless. You don't have to treat it as challah, that's a kula. But then it's a chumra that when you put the two small doughs together, it's going to be a chumra now that you have a chiv of challah. Good. That is that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah Rishona wonders here on the Mishnah is what's the chiddush of this? Isn't this like kind of pashut? Like, you know, if the first line works, then the second line, you know, doesn't work, right? So Rabbi Akiva, you understand the Mishnah said what the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is. The Mishnah said that you would have thought Rabbi Akiva is the Rabbanan. That's why you say the next line, Nimsa Chumro Kulo, to teach me it's not a Din Darabanan, it's a Din Daraisa. And it's a real Chala in step one, and therefore you have no Chiv in step two. So that's the Chiddush of Nimsa Chumro Kulo for Rabbi Akiva. But what's the Chiddush for the Rabbanan of Nimsa Kulo Chumro? They said at step one that your Chala is meaningless. So obviously, in the next case, you're going to have to take off Chala. So ask the Mishnah Rishona, one of the Achronim, very Lumdish Achronim here on the Mishnah. I think on Zeram is the Mishnah Rishona, and then I think maybe on Taurus is the Mishnah Achrona. Same author, but I think he just names it that. So he says, Veishla Daktik, Ma Kamashmalan. What's the Chiddush for the Rabbanan? So he says, Tila Chachamim, Da Amri Le'el Eina Chala, Isavri Le Gamri Eina Chala, Umuteris Lazarim. Is it Mamish really? They're saying it's nothing, and it's Mutter for a Zor to eat this, like Chalas Kemach, like taking off Chala while it's still flour? Is that what the Rabbanan really mean? Oh, Dilma, Hacha, Modi, Chachamim, Misha, Marisayim. Maybe the Rabbanim would agree. It's Marisayim. You can treat the first part as nothing, right? It's less than a kav, less than five. The Hacha, Ein Adam Yodeh Me'echan Hufrisha. People see you designate a challah. Do they know exactly that it's less than the shear, the dough that you took it from? Umistama Amri, Deba Mikashir, Venimsa Zar Ochal Challah. If you're able to eat this piece that you labeled as challah, So it's Marisai. People are going to think that it's Zarkadi Chala. Hilkach is Tani. That's the Chiddush of Kulo. So you might have thought that you should be goes there, that the Zark cannot eat it because it's labeled. That's the Chiddush of the Rabbanan. Now, Leka Lamemar Kula Chumar, Deleka Kula Klal, Lechachav Demoda, that's Rul Lazarim. So you might have thought it's Lechumar. And the answer is Kamash Malanat. It's Motu Lazarim. You don't have to worry about Marisai. Right, Domi Mechalik between Chalas Kemach and Pachas Bikashir. Both of them are totally out of the parsha of Chala, and you wouldn't be able to designate Chala at that stage. Chumra Kulo and Kulo Chumra. Remember, Chumra. The way we use the word Chumra is not like the Gemara is using Chumra here. Chumra here just means the din is l'chumra, and therefore it comes out that the application of the din is l'kula in the next one. We use chumra as taking upon ourselves something extra, right? A chumra, or a beyond the din, right? So that's just to note. And that's how even, you know, Rishonim use it. If you look in the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, right, on Erev Yom Kippur, right? So in some machzorim, you have the regular vidui, tefillah zakah, right from the Chayadam, I think. And then the Vidya Rina Nisim Gon, you have it here in the art scroll, Lamachzar. So he quotes, right, we say to Hashem that we have to do tshuva. Ke'eved, right, b'me'a kademu b'me'a refu avakesh. Ke'ben sore rumore ha'yisi. I was like a rebellious son. Ke'eved moreid al adonav. Ke'talman acholik al rabo. Eis asher tiharta timesi. V'asher timesa tiharti. I've messed up tumentara. Eis asher heitarta asarti. V'asher asarta heitarti. What you have said, mutter, I've said asr. What you have said asr, I've said mutter. So it's interesting, it's both directions. Right? Even extra isurim are no good. Right? And then I've gotten everything mixed up. And then, eis asher hekalta hechmarti, vasher hechmarta hekalti. So that's a separate category than isur and heter. Separate category. So it means extra chumras, extra kulas, they're also appropriate. Appropriate kulas and appropriate chumras. And that whole paragraph could be analyzed. But the way that we're using Kudlan Chumer here is obviously different. Okay, we continue. So the Mishnah now tells us, we had this Mishnah a couple of days ago. We had it back on Daf Lamed Vav. So we already know what this means. Remember the case? I'm going to be mafresh from a big dough. I'm going to take off a big piece of challah because I know that I'm in the next couple of days, I'm going to have a lot of people in the house. How many people might touch these doughs? It's going to end up being tummy. I'm not going to be able to take off good challah. So I'm going to have one big piece of dough. I'm going to say some of it is challah, but some of it is still open. So all my next doughs, when I'm about to do challah, I'm going to say, oh, you know, another section of that dough that I took off earlier in the week is going to be challah, like we do with the Meister Sheni coin, right? So that's what's done. So note, Adam kedei challah me'isa shlohuf herma chalasa lasosin batara. So you're allowed to do that. Liosh ma'afresh aleva holech. You're allowed to do this. But now, we didn't say this part 5 days ago, but you're not allowed to do this stam for any doughs. Why can't you do this for any doughs? Because really, this is a violation of two halachas, if you think about it. You're not allowed to be mafresh. We had earlier, back on Daf Tezayin, you're not supposed to be mafresh b'natar alatame. And we had that, because you're worried about mukaf. You're not supposed to, it was a machlokas tanoim, but the Mishnah, Daf Tezayin Rav said, you're not allowed to be mafresh b'natar alatame, and here, you're being mafresh b'natar alatame. Number one, issue. Number two, where's mukaf? Right, you're not mukaf. You took this dough away, and it's going to be work for all these new doughs that you're going to get. So it's not contiguous. It's not touching. It's not in proximity. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to do that. You know why? Because we're talking about challahs demai. Well, we're talking about, you're right, regular doughs you can't do this for. But if you have demai, you have doughs of demai, which, again, you're not sure if you'd even have to take off or not. So it's already a suffix. So in those cases of suffix, so that's when you're allowed to do this plan, this trick. Ad shetisrach, as long as the dough that you designated has not become putrid, it's still edible. Right? If it becomes disgusting, then you can't be mafresh, you can't make that into a truma, a tachal anymore. So you could do this, again, take off a big piece of dough and say, part of it, this is challah right now for the dough I'm taking off, and then I'm going to use it again for the next couple of doughs in my house. So you're only allowed to do that if the new doughs in your house are demai doughs, right? Suffolk, maybe you don't even have to take off from them, but not regular doughs, and you're allowed to use that until it is musrach, until it becomes disgusting. Why? So now as far as why you're allowed to do that, because challah's demai is different. Shechallah's demai, nitalas benatar latameh v'shalom benamukaf, because if it's demai, you're allowed to get out of those two halachas. Right, even though usually you're not, you're allowed to get out of those two halachos. Period. 1 second. Didn't we learn in Demai that, what's Demai? Remember, Ame Aretz are machbid about Truma Gedola, but they're not machbid about anything else. So if they're not machbid about Meiser Rishon, there's Truma Smeiser in the Meiser Rishon. And Truma Smeiser has the same status as Truma, they don't know. So that's why you don't have to be machbid Truma Gedola. Isn't Chala like Truma Gedola? Chala is the same halacha, so shouldn't Ame Aretz be careful about Chala? So what are we talking about here? That they're machbid on challah. They're not machbid on they're machbid on truma gedola. So the Mara Folda explains the afal gav she'enam aritz nechshar ala truma the challah truma he hainu mashihu rotz alecho. Whatever he's planning to eat himself, we can assume that the amaritz is machbid on. But you know what the amaritz is not machbid on? Lifnei iver. Not worried about lifnei iver. Ava limkar nechshar afilo truma gedola. If he's selling it. Right, so all the cases that, oh, you don't have to worry about Truma Gedola, those are cases where maybe the Amaris didn't know that he was going to be selling it or giving it. He thought he'd be eating it himself. He doesn't know what's going to be for him, what's going to be for somebody else. So there we can assume he's mafresh. But if we know, in cases where the Amaris sells it, they're not mafresh about lifting it. Maybe they hold of the Torah Sheh, the Pshuto Shal Mikra. Lifnei Iver, don't put a rock in front of a blind man, right? They don't hold of the idea of facilitating somebody doing an Avera. Again, a huge topic, Lifnei Iver. So that's why you have to worry about this challah of Demai. Okay, we'll continue and we'll see if there's time to get back to Lifnei Iver. So the Gemara says, Mahu Achatisrach. When it says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to rely on this dough as long as it hasn't become putrid and disgusting, what's disgusting? How disgusting is disgusting? We know in Halacha there's different levels. Me'ochel Adam, Oshatifsol Me'ochel Akelev. Is it just that a person won't eat it, but a dog would still eat it? That's good enough to be called putrid, and you cannot take off challah from it anymore? Or, no, that's still good. Achatifsol Me'ochel, it has to be that even a dog wouldn't eat it. And even a dog, that's when you can't be mafresh challah. But if a dog would eat it, it's still considered food. It's still considered food. So how do you prove? So why is this asked here? Right, this is dealt with in other cases in Chulin about nosin tam levgam. It could be, though, the Gemara is assuming, some Achronim say, that here is a little different. Because it's here, it's not just about food. Because we know that we use sa'or. Sa'or is in dough. Sa'or is what we call the sourdough, which is inedible, but you put that into dough in order to help it rise. So you see that even if something is somewhat inedible, it's still called usable, edible, food-like for doughs. So maybe this whole parsha is different than the other rules of regular ma'achalas asuros. So that's the Gemara's question. So Nishma ben Adol, let's try to prove it from the following brisa. The brisa says, Nisracha, we take out the next two words, Nisracha, if it becomes putrid, mitame tomas ochlin, mitame. It still can become tame as a tame food, visarfin osa betuma, and you burn it. Right, even if it's disgusting, it's called a food, and you burn it betuma. So the Gemara says, "Mitami tumas ochlin v'atamar mochol hakelev." If it still can become tummy as tummy food, then obviously it's not nisracha meachilas kelev. Because if a dog wouldn't eat it, that's not called food. So it wouldn't be able to become tummy as food. And we assume the word nisracha in the brisa is the same nisracha in our Mishnah. And therefore, in the Brisa, if it still says, it still could become Tami Tumas Ochlin, Ela Me Ochal Adam, it must be that Nisracha Me Ochal Adam is enough. Meaning, for certain times, if something is called food, and even if it gets less edible, it's Nechalade Etchak, it's still called food. But the problem here is, can you make this into challah for another dough? So the Gemara is saying, that's a higher standard. Right, once it's not edible for human consumption in the normal way, then you can't make that into challah for the other dose. That is what's being referred to. That's what's being referred to. Okay. Again, Tumas Ochlin is also a big topic. As we know, the Rambam has many prakim about Tumas Ochlin in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, but we'll leave that for now. Let's continue first. Hada Amra. So 1 second. So what did the Mishnah say? If it spoils, you can't. Right, the dough that I designated that I'm going to use for my next couple of doughs, the dough that I took out and made challah. If it's spoiled, then you can't be designated that. But what if it's about to spoil? What if it's about to spoil? It's getting to that, you know, sometimes you have something in your kitchen that you eat and you still try to tell the kids, it's fine. It's not fresh. It's not fresh, and like you taste it, and you know it's on the way. It's on the way. So that's, the Mishnah gives the impression that that's still okay. You could designate challah from that dough. Only if it's mamish spoiled is it no good. But even if it's inferior, it's still okay. You know what that shows? Hada amr, shetarmim min arala yafeh. Right? So it must be that you're allowed to be termim min arala yafeh in this case for demai. So it's really a third chiddush. You're allowed to do this even though it's not mukaf, and even though it's been atar latameh, and even though it's been arah layafa, because it's becoming putrid. It's still okay, you're allowed to do that. And it follows the following shita, va'as yakai demar Rav Shmuel ba Rav Nachman, like the following, b'shem Rav Yonasan. Shetarmin, what does he say you're allowed to do? Shetarmin, in case of demai, me'ale istefanini al ha'istefanini b'makam she'ochlen osa. Istefanini is translated, some of them farshim as, carrots, right? You're allowed to take the leaves, the alin, you're allowed to be tarim the leaves for the roots or the item itself, even though the leaves are much worse, you know, it's not mineral yafa. But Malcolm Shochlan said a place where they are eaten, right? The alin are only eaten idea tchak, explains the Mara Fulda. But again, for demai, again, the Mara Fulda has that in, shtarmin bidmai, you're allowed to do mineral yafa when it comes to demai. Kada, and like the following too. Kada gam liel zuga inshi misakna istafna nise. One time he forgot to be misakin and to be mafrish his carrots. Iftanin nise. Also shol Rabbi Yochanan, ked Rabbi Yochanan. Amarle. What should I do? I forgot. So he says, istaman kiniva. Do you have some of the trimmings? You know, sometimes when you peel something and you just cut off the stuff that's going to go in the garbage, you have any of those trimmings? So he says, yeah. He says, okay, afresh min kenufsa. So you can take some of those trimmings, and that will be good enough. So you see from there, that you have this heter, a mineral yafa, even though usually that's an isser, it's not, you're not allowed to be mafish mineral yafa. It does work b'diavet. Remember the Gemara says that elsewhere. That it says it's called a chait if you're mafish mineral yafa. So the Gemara says, if it's meaning the chait, because what you did, you have to do it again. So the fact that nisiyas chait lama, so it must be that b'diavet is good. But here, even l'chachila, it seems to me that you'd be able to to do it. Good. Tani, one more line. Tani, we have a brisa that says trumas meiser shel demai. Not only does this work for chala of demai, do you have all of these kulas, but also for the trumas meiser of demai. You could also do menatar latame. You could also do shalom and amukaf. That's the whole brisa. That's the whole brisa that the Gemara quotes. The Mara Folda says that it's like a dot, dot, dot. See Mara Folda, the last skinny line. V'had de lo parish ba behed, yeah? It doesn't go through the whole thing. But you're special to buy. You could also do shalom and amukaf. Why? Lefisha samcha masisan. It's relying and it's going on the Mishnah. V'yala masisan koi. This brisa is expanding on the Mishnah. V'lo pas lo parish masisan. And therefore, just like in the Mishnah lists off for demai, hafrashas chala of demai, you have all those kulas. So too, that's what the Brisa is saying. For trumas meiser of demai, you also have the kulas. Okay, well, I guess we'll stop here by Issa Chami. Meshem will continue next time with chala daf membeis.